the Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden.
Michelle Lopez, a former Army soldier and IT graduate of CPCC, introduced the vice president. Biden thanked Lopez for her service and acknowledging the 15th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
It's encouraging to know people have been through hell, can get back up. It's who we are as Americans. We get back up.
Biden then turned to praising CPCC and the country's community colleges for playing a major role in training people to be competitive in an ever-evolving technological workplace.
We have to have the best educated and the highest skilled workforce in the world. That's where our community college can be, because you're the most versatile educational institution in the nation.
The Obama administration has given a lot of attention to community colleges. It proposed a federal-state partnership to provide free tuition. Four states have passed versions of a free tuition program since 2014, Tennessee, Kentucky, Minnesota, and Oregon. President Obama included $8 billion in the 2013 budget to invest in job training programs at community colleges. This was on top of a $2 billion effort in 2009 to focus on healthcare, energy, and information technology. Biden says CPCC has put its share of federal job training funding to good use.
So you took the $2.5 million and you made, Megatronic. Anyway, it's it's computers, electronics, and everything. Megatronics. And it was hands-on. 100% of the class is devoted to replacing actual skills that are needed on the floor. The salaries range from $40,000 a year after graduation, in some cases putting them on a path to make $100,000 a year.
And Biden says it's not just recent high school graduates who need community college. He says the role of two-year colleges in retraining workers will continue to grow. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.